It's Halloween, and time for scary movies with mad scientists, vampires, zombies, and mummies. But music critic Lloyd Schwartz, a horror movie fan, is especially fond of the psychological kind, and he thinks the best of them are the ones produced by Val Lewton.
A young girl is sent by her mother on an errand after dark. She's nervous because there's a rumor of an escaped leopard. She rushes back, growing increasingly frightened, as do we. But when she reaches home, the door is locked. The camera moves inside the house, from where we hear her screaming to be let in. Then suddenly, a pool of blood oozes under the door. We never see what attacked her. The next scene is her inquest. The film is The Leopard Man, and it was made in 1943 by Val Lewton, who produced some of the most remarkable Hollywood movies of the 1940s. For want of a better word, we call them horror films, but they're more like psychological and spiritual mysteries, often dealing with the human attraction to death and the understanding that there are more realities than mere physical presence. Lewton couldn't afford special effects, so he had to use his imagination. His films were also a rejection of more traditional gothic melodrama. Not that monsters and vampires didn't make terrific movies. Universal, the studio most famous for its horror movies, has released terrific, inexpensive box DVD sets of Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman, Mummy, and Invisible Man and Woman films. The best ones, like The Bride of Frankenstein, are masterpieces. But because Lewton didn't rely on star power, and because his studio forced him to use such campy titles as Curse of the Cat People and I Walked with a Zombie, maybe these films aren't as well remembered as they should be. So Warner Brothers' new 9-film Val Lewton set, the first appearance of any Lewton films on DVD, will be a wonderful discovery for a contemporary audience.
I Walked with a Zombie. It does seem an odd thing to say. Had anyone said that to me a year ago, I'm not at all sure I would have known what a zombie was. I might have had some notion that they were strange and frightening, even a little funny. It all began in such an ordinary way.
Lewton was actually a producer, not a director. But he hired 3 very talented young directors, Mark Robeson and the late Robert Wise, who had originally worked for him and Orson Welles as editors, and Jacques Tourneur. Lewton himself, though, took an active part in every aspect of production, even as co-writer. His films all have a similar look, elegant, shadowy, dreamlike, relying on the power of suggestion, impeccable timing, and Roy Webb's insinuating and atmospheric music. A number of these films have eerie sequences of people being followed, or who think they are, through deserted streets at night. It's one of the elements Lewton films have in common with another dark American contribution to 1940s filmmaking, film noir. A late-night swimming pool scene in Cat People is as scary and dazzlingly filmed as the shower scene in Psycho, and predates it by more than a decade. But scaring the audience isn't Lewton's only purpose. Cat People is really about sexual terror. The exquisitely feline Simone believe she'll become a wild animal in the course of making love, that she might tear her husband to bits. The curse of the cat people is a surprisingly moving and apparently autobiographical treatment of lonely children and their powerful imaginations. I Walked with a Zombie is really a version of Jane Eyre in a Caribbean setting, a journey of self-discovery. Bedlam, with Boris Karloff as the director of the notorious 18th-century London insane asylum, deals with social and political abuses and the powerlessness of women. One of Luton's most memorable images is a shot looking down a long corridor in which all we see are a row of arms desperately reaching through the bars. My very favorite Luton film might be The Seventh Victim, with the young Kim Hunter in her first movie role, and the hauntingly beautiful Jean Brooks as her sister, who, decades before Rosemary's Baby, has joined a cult of Satan worshippers. The film traces an infernal labyrinth through upper-class and bohemian New York, and ends with a chilling meeting in the hallway of a rooming house between a dying recluse who wants to leave her lair for one last taste of life, and the heroine who is coming home to give in to her death impulse. Luton begins and ends with a quotation from John Donne's Holy Sonnets.
I run to death, and death meets me as fast. And all my pleasures are like yesterday.
How many other movies quote great poetry? How many films are inspired by great poetry? I think Val Luton's films are as close as Hollywood got to being poetry.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed the new DVD set of 9 Val Luton films released by Warner Brothers.